I'm Matthew Sweet, and this is Sound of Cinema, which brings you the best of contemporary film music and classics from the archive. And here, at Sound of Cinema, we can't be doing with the algorithm. We're playing you this because we think it's good. And what is it? It's by Joe Hisaishi, resident composer of the Japanese animation house Studio Ghibli, champions of art and humanity and authenticity and the magical possibilities of change. It's from one of their classics, Howl's Moving Castle, and it describes the feelings of a cursed girl, aged beyond her years by a witch's spell, who's walking out into a flower-filled meadow. And it's melodic and unashamedly tender because, like a lot of Ghibli films, it deals with really difficult subjects in a deceptively simple way. These movies summon worlds of pain, but also suggest how their characters might navigate their way out of them. Joe Hisaishi is coming to the Proms this summer to conduct a concert of his work, so this programme is a kind of garland for him. Among the blooms, Spirited Away. Princess Mononoke. And My Neighbor Totoro. We can start, though, with Hisaishi's first film for Studio Ghibli and its principal director, Hayao Miyazaki. And it embodies the tension of these movies. Life-affirming, but blimey, these characters earn the resolutions to their stories. And this one, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, is set in a post-apocalyptic world in which the heroine triumphs in a pink dress soaked in the blood of mutant trilobites. The end theme from Nausicaa and the Valley of the Wind from 1984 by Joe Hisaishi, which is not his real name. He was born Mamoru Fujisawa in 1950, the son of a high school science teacher. But in the early 80s, after years of making music, he adopted a stage identity derived from that of his hero Quincy Jones. Joe Hisaishi began as a minimalist. He loved Pierre Boulez and Terry Riley. He's performed with Riley. But as time passed, he embraced the bigness and complexity of the orchestra. Let's listen to that happening in his music for Spirited Away, a film which won Best Animated Feature at the Oscars in 2003. Again, the ingredients of the story are far from sweet. The 10-year-old protagonist, Chihiro, watches her parents transformed into pigs as a punishment for helping themselves to an unattended banquet, after which she must work as indentured labour in a bathhouse for ghosts and monsters. We'll hear cues from before and after the moral error that's the engine of the story. The sixth station is where Chihiro is propelled by her parents' greed on a lonely train ride with a crowd of silent spirits. First, though, one summer's day, the sunny start before the heroine is recruited into a world of propitiatory hard work. Music from Spirited Away by Joe Hisaishi. It's a film with a life beyond the cinema. Last year, a stage version directed by John Caird, the man behind Les Miserables, materialised at the Colosseum in London. It did its work through puppetry, and really, how else could it be done? Puppets are the guiding spirits of an adaptation of another Ghibli classic that's running now in London's West End. My Neighbour Totoro is the story of a pair of sisters who move to the countryside to be nearer to the hospital where their mother is seriously ill. The new house, though, is already inhabited by spirits, one of whom is a huge furry creature who lives in a camphor tree. The stage version has been produced by the Royal Shakespeare Company, with Joe Hisaishi as the executive producer. It's a sort of musical. A band plays from the branches of the tree, and the singing is done by a narrator figure who sometimes moves in and out of the action. And the cast maintains a kind of continuity with the body language of characters from the 2D animation. We'll use Totoro to show how Hisaishi's music has evolved. The score of the original film is heavy on the Fairlight, that 1980s synth beloved of Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush. It's now a time capsule of the sound of a decade, but it works really well. It has a childlike quality, and this is a plot about children whose feelings of loss are too big to articulate without the help of the supernatural world. We'll hear a cue from the original score before a symphonic arrangement of the main title, released 35 years later. Symphonic version of the main theme from My Neighbour Totoro, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra under Mark Austin. There are so many sad girls in Hisaishi's work for Ghibli. This programme is populated by them. They're struggling too, with death, with the loss of home, with the strangeness of the adult world. The heroine of Kiki's Delivery Service is a 13-year-old witch who leaves home to start a new life and a new business in a busy seaside town. It's a coming-of-age story, and one of Hisaishi's beautiful piano melodies shows us that Kiki's heart is broken in that process. From that, we'll segue to a score from a Ghibli movie that's set in a version of Mussolini's Italy. Porco Rosso, in which the hero is a flying ace who's transmogrified into a pig. Better a pig than a fascist, is his catchphrase, which became a slogan among campaigners in the 2023 Spanish election. Bygone Days is a cue of tripping light music pizzicato, which has Porco remembering his childhood before the coming of fascism. First, though, Kiki and her town with an ocean view. Music from Porco Rosso and Kiki's Delivery Service by Joe Hisaishi, composer of all of our music today. This is Sound of Cinema on BBC Radio 3 and BBC Sounds with me, Matthew Sweet. And if you like the sound of cinema, you can ask your smart speaker to give you more. You'll also find hundreds of our shows archived wherever you get your podcasts. Now, some war music from a 1997 film called Princess Mononoke. No character with such a name appears in the film. Mononoke is the name of a vengeful spirit associated with the heroine, San. Ashitaka is the name of a cursed prince who falls in love with her. We'll hear their love theme, but first, music for the demon who did the cursing. Cues from Princess Mononoke by Joe Hisaishi. Identity is an unstable phenomenon in the Ghibli world. The princess in Princess Mononoke carries the spirit of the wolf. Parents become pigs. Pilots become pigs. It's a pantheistic world where nature is alive with spirits. In the 2008 film Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea, Hisaishi tackles the story of a goldfish who leaves the sea and defects to the human world in the form of a child. We'll hear music with upward, upbeat choral elements that might remind you of the Totoro theme. After that, music for the hero of the 2013 movie The Wind Rises, who dreams of working in aviation and moves from the land to the air. First, Ponyo's Deep Sea Pastures. Music from The Wind Rises by Joe Hisaishi, and before that, Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea. Hisaishi's music is much loved. That's so clear from the conversations I've been having with you on social media this week. I think it's partly because it's so playable. Lots of his work is available as sheet music. I've heard the next cue performed many times, sometimes on those public pianos in railway stations. Merry-go-round of life, the main theme of Howl's Moving Castle. It opens as a piano solo, a waltz to which the colours of the strings are then added, until they're playing an umpapa rhythm of the sort to which you might dance on the palm court. All this gathers speed and energy. It carries you away, following the progress of the relationship between Sophie, the heroine, and the wizard, Howl. It's a movement from something tentative to something as expansive as the sky over a field of flowers. Merry-go-round of life. from Howl's Moving Castle by Joe Hisaishi. The partnership between Hisaishi and Hayao Miyazaki is now 4 decades old. When they first met, the director jumped upon a table and gave an enthusiastic illustrated lecture about the movie that they were going to make. Hisaishi said he didn't understand much of it, but it seemed not to matter. Even now, they don't socialise, they don't go out to dinner together, they don't even talk in a personal way. But this is one of the great composer-director partnerships in the medium. Miyazaki is always threatening to retire. Hisaishi says he never believes it. So we'll play out with a cue from their most recent final film, The Boy and the Heron, from 2023, which tells the kind of story they've been telling since the 80s. A boy's mother dies, he struggles to settle in a new town, and then a magical heron tells him he's not as alone as he thinks. And that, from the flower garden of Spirited Away, to the camphor tree of My Neighbour Totoro, to our last cue, The Last Smile, is what Hisaishi is always trying to tell us.